are listening to SBS.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
The message from Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is clear.
Islamophobia has no place in Australia.
10 months after the release of the landmark report on Islamophobia in Australia, the federal government has finally delivered its response. Among 54 key recommendations made by Special Envoy to combat Islamophobia, Aftab Malik, the government has accepted 35 of them. When asked why it's taken so long for the government to deliver the response, Mr. Albanese told reporters time for consultation and coordination was needed.
Some of the recommendations, are things that we are doing already, and we haven't waited for this comprehensive response to act on a range of the recommendations.
But the government hasn't specified which recommendations it will adopt. Instead, it has grouped the response under four themes: education and awareness, protection and support, building social cohesion, plus accountability and responsibility. When asked if he will consider a revision of counter-terrorism laws, Mr. Albanese had this to say.
We operate our terror laws on the basis of appropriate advice from national security agencies. We operate that way. People will have different views they will put forward, and they're entitled to do so. And of course, everyone's views is given consideration. But primarily, we sit in the National Security Committee of the government, and we take advice from our security agencies.
Mr. Malik has welcomed the government's commitment to other measures, including in the areas of education and support for Muslim women.
I welcome these measures that include addressing Islamophobia in schools and universities, the recognition of the March the 15th Christchurch terrorist attack, increased support for the safety of Muslim institutions, and steps to improve the reporting of hate. I also acknowledge the critical support for Muslim women, especially in mental health, the establishment of an Australian Muslim Affairs Institute, and grants to improve understanding of Muslim history.
But he says it's just the start of a journey.
To tackle Islamophobia at its roots, we must address the challenging questions. These include stronger and more consistent legal protections for Muslim Australians, further national examination of Islamophobia, and action that addresses its social, institutional, and structural causes.
That resonates with Bilal Roof from the Australian National Imams Council, who also welcomes the government's response. But he says there's still what he calls a glaring omission about the legal consequences of Islamophobia.
We know that many people, mostly vulnerable among us, are affected by it and you know, at a very heightened level, and yet the laws are inadequate to deal with it, and equally in terms of enforcement and any accountability.
He also says, compared to the government's response to tackle anti-Semitism, there's a sense of a lesser priority attached to Islamophobia.
For instance, the anti-Semitism, we saw that there were changes in laws, there were changes, increased policing, security, so there was an emphasis on enforcement and legal consequences, and yet when it comes to the response to Islamophobia, that's the part that really is missing.
The opposition's Home Affairs spokesperson, John O'Donnell, says the coalition will closely scrutinize the government's response to Mr. Malik's report, including the consequences for national security and freedom of expression. Mr. Danian says every Australian should be free to practice their religion, support their family, and live their life without fear of hatred, intimidation, or violence. But he added that public debate and Australia's counter-terrorism framework should not be weakened in the process of addressing prejudice. Wing Huang, SBS News.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.